It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. This weekend, for the second weekend, Rifle High School Drama presents Matilda, based on the book written by Roald Dahl. We have Carissa Barrett. She is the assistant director of Matilda here today. I did not realize there was a book for Matilda. I've obviously heard of the play, but I didn't know that there was a book that was associated with it, I assume, which came out first.
Yes, it is a children's classic.
Of course it is.
And it's the same man who wrote James and the Giant Peach, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it's pretty well known. Don't feel bad. I haven't read the book either.
Mallory Baird and Taryn Davis are also here, by the way. I'm assuming the two of you are not any kind of director or behind the scenes.
No.
On stage, right?
Yes.
What year are you? What grade?
I'm a sophomore.
And I'm a senior.
Okay. So is this your first show, Mallory?
No, this is probably my seventh show.
Okay. You and Mom typically do shows together? Is that how that worked? Or?
Well, my sister started doing all the high school shows, and then all of us siblings, and then my mom and my dad got involved with it too. So
it's kind of hard to avoid it when you're, when all the kids are doing it. It's like, well, we have to be there anyway.
That's right. And we love it.
Might as well get involved.
Yep.
So what is the story of Matilda? Who wants to take that one?
I will.
Okay.
So Matilda's a 5-year-old girl who lives with these really terrible parents that don't really like her at all. But she's really smart, and she starts going to school, and she meets this teacher named Miss Honey, who's, like, just the first, like, super nice person that she's ever met. And so it's about how she and Miss Honey are able to overcome a lot of challenges, like the really mean principal, Miss Trunchbull, and how they're able to just overcome all of those challenges together.
It sounds maybe a little bit similar to Annie, you know, where you've got mean characters, nice characters, right? And you're kind of going back and forth between the two. Okay.
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Taryn, what about you? How many shows have you done before this one?
I've acted in 3 shows, I think, and done makeup for 1.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Of course. We always forget about those behind-the-scenes things, you know, like the sound person and the light person. Mm-hmm. How, by the way, are those behind-the-scenes things taken care of? Are they all parents? Are they teachers?
We have a stage manager, and she is up in the booth, and she takes care of the lighting cues and sound cues, and then she has a team up there that does that. And then we have a
crew captain.
And he's behind the scenes, and he runs everything back there. And so it's all students.
Okay, so the stage manager would actually be in the sound booth in the front of the house. The crew captain would be what the typical stage manager would do, like back, making sure everybody is ready to go by the time that their cue comes up and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
When did you start preparing for Matilda?
About 3 months ago.
It's been 3 months. How often did you, first of all, is drama an elective? Is it a class you take, or is it an extracurricular after school? Okay, so this is something you do after school is over with instead of doing your home. I mean, while doing your homework.
It usually comes at midnight.
Right, exactly. Especially when you get to tech week, right?
Oh, yeah.
So how often do you start out? So 3 months ago, when you first heard that Matilda was going to be the show, did you have a say in what the show would be? Or did you show up for the first meeting of Drama Club and find out?
So Mr. Van Alstyne announced, the director, he announced that Matilda would be the show back in May, Yeah.
So you actually knew last spring.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You had all summer to think about it.
Yes.
And study and learn your lines, right?
Yeah.
When did the actual casting happen? When did you find out what part you had?
Second week of school?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you try out for specific, the two of you anyway? I know it's a little bit different with each person, but did the two of you try out for specific roles?
I specifically tried out for my role, but I was fine with whatever
And who are you, Mallory?
I am Miss Wormwood. I play Matilda's mom.
Okay. So you're mean.
I am a very mean.
Is that something that's easy for you?
No.
Is that, Carissa, would you agree with that? Is she normally a nice kid? Okay.
She's a very nice kid.
Is that maybe why you wanted to be Miss Wormwood?
Yeah, plus I always think it's super fun trying to, like, to play the villain. And, like, the Wormwood parents aren't the, like, main villain in the show. But I like playing the villain because it's, like, interesting and usually it's a funnier character.
So you had, like, seen the movie or read the book?
I've seen the movie. I haven't read the book.
Okay. Did you know that there was a book before?
Yes,
you?
Oh,
okay.
I did. All right.
I guess I'm the only one. Taryn, what about you? Who is your character?
I play Matilda.
All right. Okay. I had a feeling that one of you would be. So process of elimination. So if Mallory has to be mean to you, does that come into play if you run into her in the hall or something like that? Or
no.
Are you able to separate, you know, being mean on stage and still being nice in person?
Yeah. It's hard. But we do.
What about costuming and stuff like that? Are there special costumes that are required for this show?
Yes. Yeah. I have the most costumes for this show. I have 8 costumes. And
wow.
It's very stressful trying to change into all of them.
Where did those come from? Did you make them yourself? Or?
No. The assistant director is also the costumer.
So you're spending a lot of quality time at the sewing machine. So, Carissa, when you were joking about homework getting done at midnight, you're also at the sewing machine feeding the material through, right?
I do, yes. Frequently spend the early hours of the morning burning the midnight oil. Fortunately, I have my sister comes and helps me. She actually calls it the sweatshop. I have a sewing room. And she says, "Dad, we're going down to the sweatshop. Are you bringing food?" And so we costume and sew. Lift Up donates lots of
that's cool.
The other costume things that we need.
So you had 3 months to costume how many kids?
Okay. 36-ish.
That's quite a few. That's a pretty healthy theater program, pretty healthy drama program, I would say.
Absolutely.
With 36 kids. Did you find that you had to make up some roles because you had more kids than the actual script called for?
When we decide a play, we look, or a play or a musical, we look for a musical that has a lot of parts.
Gotcha.
We try to include everyone. We want to increase the program and grow it. The arts are so important, and that's our goal, is to get as many kids involved in the drama program. I think it's really neat. Drama is really neat. Kids come from all walks of life.
Did you do drama? It sounds like you just kind of got involved because your kids were interested. Did you do it when you were younger?
I did drama when I was young.
Okay, all right.
I've always had a love for musicals, but it is amazing to me. I'm on my 6th year of helping at Rifle High School, and you have your core drama kids that are there, and they're the ones that are always there, and then you get some kids that are interested. And then you get some kids that decide, in addition to doing sports, to come and try drama out. And I've seen it over and over again where these kids say, "Well, we just thought you were a bunch of weirdos, and you guys are really great." And drama just encompasses everyone. And it brings us together.
Is it encouraged for kids that play sports to also, you know, try out for a role in the shows
Yes, mm-hmm.
absolutely.
That's
and,
cool. That's great.
We are working to, we work with the coaches that if they want to play a sport and then also do drama, they can go to the sport this many days a week and then they come to drama this many days.
So you share the time.
Yes, we certainly try.
That's great. And I think that results in some really well-rounded kids.
I do too.
Tickets are under $10, regardless who you are, to see Matilda at Rifle High School. Again, $8 for adults, $5 for kids. Shows start at 7 o'clock, so doors like 30 minutes before?
Yep, doors open at 6:30.
Again, this Friday and Saturday night in the...
And Thursday.
Thursday as well. I'm
Thursday,
so sorry. I missed
Friday
that one.
Saturday.
There's the 31st. Okay.
I take
31st, 1st, and 2nd. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 o'clock shows. Doors open at 6:30. Obviously, you opened last weekend. Which is the better show? Is it the first one of the run, or is it the last show that you do? Or somewhere in the middle? What do you guys think?
I'd say it's closer to the end because we realize that, like, we're ending this show, so we want to make it the best possible, so we just work that much harder.
And it doesn't matter how many times you rehearse it, it's always different when you're actually in front of people, right?
True.
Yeah. Taryn, what about you? Do you agree with what Mallory said? Or?
Yeah, I feel like especially with this show, every night that we've done it, it's just gotten a little bit better, and we've gotten a little more energy, and I think that'll definitely carry through to this week.
I have a saying... I get you could call it, I don't know, a gaybism. I don't know. It doesn't matter if it's music or if it's a stage play or if it's dance. The last show, I always feel like if we could just add one more, we have it so perfect. Why can't we do it one more time?
That's true. Yeah. That's very true.
We'll take a quick break and come back and visit a little bit more. Again, the show is Matilda, based on the book written by Roald Dahl. So the same guy that wrote James and the Giant Peach, what was the other one that you said he wrote?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. I had no idea.
It's crazy.
Right? Again, it's this Thursday, Friday, Saturday night at 7 o'clock at Rifle High School. Everybody is welcome. $8 for adults, $5 for students. With ID, or are you just talking about like kids?
Kids.
They're obviously
yeah.
a kid. Okay.
Right.
All right. Back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Rifle High School's production of Matilda this Thursday, Friday, Saturday night at 7 o'clock in the auditorium at Rifle High School. Again, we're talking with Carissa Barrett, who is the assistant director for this show. Taryn Davis and Mallory Barrett are in the show, Matilda and Mrs. Wormwood, respectively. Obviously, there are a lot of adults that help make this happen. Let's not forget David Van Alstyne, who is the director, the drama teacher, if you will. Does he teach a regular class during the day as well?
Yes, he teaches math classes.
Math, okay.
And also a performing arts
class.
That's
true.
Oh, so there is a performing arts class that you can take as an elective?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. I assume you're both taking it?
I can't this semester, but next semester okay. I'm taking it.
You take it?
What'd you
yeah,
say, Taryn? You're taking it right now? Okay. Fair enough. Daryl Gingrich, if I can say his name correctly, is the choir teacher, and he is working with you on this one as well. Obviously, it's a musical, so music is a big part of it. So along those lines, do either of you have any of you have a favorite song in the show?
I have two. One of them is a song I sing. It's called Loud, and I just like it because I get to be a crackhead in it. And then I love the song Quiet. It's one that Matilda sings.
And so Loud and Quiet.
Yeah.
So you've got the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, the kind of the reprise or whatever in the show is the Matilda song, right? Which we've all probably heard, Matilda.
No.
Right? It's not in the
not.
Show. You're kidding.
Because
okay.
it's an English musical. So everybody speaks with an English accent or as best as our Western Colorado accents allow us to. And we don't sing Matilda. But
interesting. I had no idea. I just assumed that the two were connected somehow.
We listened to it the other day while we were getting ready.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. But
okay. Taryn, what about you? What are your favorite songs? I'm guessing since you're Matilda, you probably have a majority of the numbers or are in a majority of the songs.
Yeah, I am. One of my favorites is Revolting. It's at the very end, and it has so much energy in it. I just love it.
Those big, if you're going to be on stage, those big choir pieces are really, they can really inject something into the cast. Mm-hmm. How many of the 36 students that are in Matilda, how many of you are on stage? Like, what's the biggest number at once that's actually on stage singing?
That would be Revolting.
Yeah.
Or School Song.
And probably 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a majority of them.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. How does Daryl work with you to keep 30 different parts where you need to be? Does he work with you individually? I imagine he would with the two of you because your main roles.
Yeah. Yes. For the two of us, he works with us individually. But with the big group numbers, there are certain practices dedicated to just singing. So all of the people in those group numbers just go in and sing for the 2 hours or so of practice.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's so, you know, you're always interested in things you can't do. You know, I'm tone deaf and I could not carry a tune in a bucket. And so people that can actually sing, it's really cool to actually watch, especially large groups of people, you know, because it's, you have to be able to hear what everybody else is doing and stay on your note too, mm-hmm. right? Then let's talk about somebody else that's kind of near and dear to Mallory's heart anyway, I would assume. So your dad, tell me his, Balin, I'm sorry, I wrote it down, I couldn't find it. So he's the set designer, is that right?
Yes.
Which means that he basically comes up with how the sets are going to look and builds them as well?
Yes.
So talk about the set for Matilda.
Okay, so our set this year is super cool. It has like huge bookshelves in the back, and it's filled with books, and then we have trophies for Miss Trunchbull, the main villain, and then we have some special like secrets with the bookshelf that you're gonna have to come watch the musical to find out. And then we have like these giant pencils on the side that turn into teeter-totters, and then we have these like kids toy blocks that we turn into desks.
That's awesome.
It's super cool.
So you're talking about not only just imagining the set and how it will look for each scene, but figuring out how you can change something into something else for the next scene without having to build, you know, two or three different set pieces.
Yep.
That's impressive. I'm always impressed when you can do that.
He does a really good job at it.
You mentioned you knew that Matilda was going to be the fall musical last May. Was your dad able to start working on sets like over the summer?
Yes, he started designing them and he built a couple of them over the summer, right?
Yeah, so he would build a prototype and then our goal is to involve the kids as much as we can in our program. So he took it to the high school and had the pieces cut out and the kids.
So all of the cast, actually, or majority, I guess.
The tech crew. Because have a full tech crew. And the tech crew and all of those wonderful kids that kind of miss the limelight or the unsung heroes.
Trust me, we don't. We're just fine not being out in front of the stage. That's why we do what we do.
a big shout out to them because these bookshelves go from the floor up
12 feet.
They're super, super tall. And
that's awesome.
I think the back one is 24 feet long, too.
24 feet long. It's immense.
That's amazing.
And so all the thought that goes into it. And then the kids just work crazy hard. It is amazing.
Including, it sounds like, giving up some of their summer vacation as well.
Yep. They had dance practices during the summer.
We did character work. So,
Are there dance pieces in this show as well?
Yes.
Okay. Are they complicated or are they typical, you know, just a couple different?
No, they're pretty complicated.
Wow.
We have two of our cast members.
Three.
McAllister, Glenn, Bailey Reeves, and Jordan Kennedy, who choreographed the dances for us. And
Wow, that's awesome. So you're getting there involved with that aspect kind of early.
Absolutely, yes.
So is Balin good with his hands? I mean, does he do something where he does stuff like that anyway?
Yes,
I kind of figured that was the that was the thing.
It is. And
anybody that's building a model before you actually build the actual thing.
Yes.
That's amazing.
He'll sit and do it till he figures it out. Mm-hmm. So.
Awesome. All right. If I ask the two of you to give us an example of maybe a line or two from a couple of your favorite songs, would you be willing to do that in a minute or so?
Yeah, sure.
You think so? Okay. We will. I will hold you to that then. Yeah. First, we'll take a quick break. Again, Rifle High School. Would you call it Rifle High School Drama presents?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, presents Matilda this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7 o'clock. In the auditorium at Rifle High School, tickets are just $8 for adults, $5 for students. Again, showtime is 7 o'clock, so doors about 6:30 or so. Of course, if you want to buy them in advance, I'm sure you probably could from any drama club member, or could you buy them in the office as well if you just stop by?
If you let David Van Alstyne know, I'll have that
information
for you.
We'll come back and we'll get that phone number then in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about Rifle High School Drama's production of Matilda, based on the book by Roald Dahl. I still have a hard time saying his name. I don't know why. Carissa Barrett. Yeah, right. That's the problem. I did take English as a second language. Carissa Barrett is the assistant director. Her daughter Mallory Barrett plays Mrs. Wormwood, and Taryn Davis is Matilda. And no, the Matilda song that I remember so well from, what was that, 60s, mm-hmm. 50s? Anyway, has nothing to do with this show. So you're just crushing me everywhere we go. First of all, it was a book. I had no idea about the book. I didn't know that the guy wrote James and the Giant Peach and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Just learning all kinds of new things today. I guess that's a good thing. So we're talking about tickets. Obviously, they will be available at the door if there are any left, starting at 6:30 this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, right outside the auditorium at Rifle High School. If folks want to buy tickets in advance, I'm guessing family members probably already have theirs. They probably bought tickets for each night. I know that's what we would do if we were.
That's what we do.
Yep. Yeah. Let's say you're the assistant director. You should,
I'm hanging out backstage.
Okay,
let's be real.
All right. Again, tickets are $8 for adults, $5 for students. If you would like to make sure that tickets are available, you can have them set some aside for you. Call the office, 665-7725, and ask them to connect you with David Van Alstyne, and he can take care of you there.
Yep.
Or if you know a drama student.
Hit us up.
So do the two of you, obviously, when you're in high school, there are a lot of rivalries. Grand Valley, Coleridge, dare I mention Glenwood. Do you go and see other schools' performances on occasion when you can make it work? Obviously, you've got a very full schedule with your own classes and your extracurriculars. But do you occasionally go check out other shows?
Sometimes I try to, but lots of the time I'm super busy. Last year I went and I watched Coleridge's Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, and they did a pretty good job.
How was it? Did they do pretty good?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Taryn, what about you?
I haven't gotten to yet. One of my friends is in the play right now in Grand Valley, so I might go see her if I can.
That's cool. What is the show, by the way?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. The important one, the one that matters right now anyway, is Matilda, which you are doing. So we talked a little bit during the break. Would the two of you like to sing, or would you rather do like a couple lines maybe from a scene that the two of you are in? Which would you be more comfortable with?
Probably doing lines.
Okay. All right. As I mentioned, the choir director, Daryl, knows where I live, so I don't want to trash your vocal cords today. So whatever you're comfortable with. So first of all, set us up for this scene that you're going to do for us.
Okay, so right before this scene, she just tricked her father into dyeing his hair green.
Matilda spoiler, tricked
sorry.
Her dad.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, spoiler alert.
And sorry. And so he's just freaked out and walked off stage, and she is asking me, her mom, to, I don't even know.
If she wants to hear a story.
Yeah,
if she wants to hear a story. Because Matilda's super creative and reading books all the time. And
she's insanely
very
smart.
Very smart.
Okay, should we go?
Yep.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Mom, would you like to hear a story?
Don't be disgusting. Go on. Creep back to that library of yours or something. The sooner you're locked up in school, the better.
That's not right.
And that's it?
Yes.
Awesome. And if you want to know how it turns out, you'll have to go to the show.
Please come.
Again, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Rifle High School in the auditorium. Doors 30 minutes before, so doors 6:30. Again, $8 for adults, $5 for students. Since this is an extracurricular, I imagine that it's not fun. Is it funded by the school at all? I know that you said that you get a little bit for helping out as the assistant director.
So as the directors for the four of us, because Balin's included in that.
Oh, gotcha.
We all get a stipend from the district. We are district employees. But we are funded all by ourselves. We ask for donations. We have lots of businesses this time. We've had an awesome parent doing some business donations. We have lots of businesses around our community donating. But we make this happen on our ticket sales. And we also try and do some fundraisers. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that. Mallory's the drama club president.
Oh.
And so.
Madam President.
Yes.
Sorry.
And so it's up to her and her e-board to work on funding for us, too. So.
How big is the house? About 300? Is that about right? 250?
175, I think.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty small. So
it seems a lot bigger when you're in high school.
It does, especially on stage.
Yeah, right, with all those faces looking at you. So, again, that's your biggest fundraiser is by ticket sales. Mm-hmm. And,
yes.
Of course, if anybody is listening and they'd like to support maybe this show or do you know what the spring show will be yet, by the way?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
So the spring one will be a play.
Okay, so it will not be a musical.
It will not be a musical. It will be a play. And then after that, we have our student-directed one-acts so that the students get a taste of directing.
It's actually very similar to the CMC season then because the thing that they do at the end of the year is also, I forget what they call it, but it's in May and it is similar. It's like the student-produced.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
It's...
So, Mallory, speaking of which, what are your plans for after high school?
I am planning on going to Dixie State University in St. George.
In St. George, okay.
Yep. And I'm going to go into art and maybe do some theater down there. They have a performing center called Tuacon.
Washington County, Utah, the fastest growing county in the country.
Yes.
For a while, I think, actually. So I'm sure that they've got a huge, and it is a community, it's a state college. You did say that. It's in the name. Come on, Gabe. Get it together. Pay attention. Do you know how many students?
I have no idea.
Well, is it an art school or
No. Is
it, it's just known as a general higher education type school? Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, all the best. So you've got one more show. Well, and then, the workshops.
Programs.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, all the best to you. Taryn, you've got plenty of time to figure out what you want to do after high school.
Yeah.
But do you know already?
I honestly don't really know.
Still thinking?
Yeah.
It's okay. It will change. I guarantee that. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
And frequently, even after high school and college, it will change. It's
absolutely
just how it is. Again, Rifle High School Drama Department presents Matilda, based on the book written by Roald Dahl. Finally got it right at the end of the program, as always. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Showtime is at 7, doors at 6:30. Adults, $8. Kids, $5. Again, if you want to make sure that you've got a ticket, call Rifle High School, 665-7725. And ask to speak to or leave a message for David Van Alstyne, and he'll make sure that he takes care of you.
Yep.
all the best. Break a leg. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.